Doug Beattie, joining us this morning. Morning to you, Doug.
Morning, Stephen.
Also, Unionist Party's Doug Beattie, obviously, and you fought in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah.
Can you help us get inside the... We don't know who carried this out, but there will be suspicions given the nature of the attack.
Stephen, listen, I have to say, first of all, I woke up to this news. It's absolutely devastating. It's sickening. It's horrific. It's the softest of targets, the most vulnerable. Young girls and their parents going to a night out to watch a concert, and it's left 22 dead and 59 injured. Now, we could be desensitized at times by numbers, but let's just make this clear. 81 families have now been changed forever, and many, many more have been traumatized. My heart is absolutely racing as I speak to you, Stephen, because I've been involved in suicide bomb attacks. I know the sights, I know the sounds, I know the smells. It is the most awful thing, and I can really reach out to these people who are involved in this. And as I say to you, my heart is literally jumping as I talk to you. The people responsible for this, and I know the police has to do their investigation, but they have a rabid ideology, an absolutely rabid ideology, and we need our communities to root them out. We need our intelligence services to root them out. We cannot have our children butchered in this way anymore.
Well, we don't know who is responsible for this yet. I'll just state that at this stage. We need to wait and see who is responsible and what the motive was. What do you mean root out?
Stephen, there are people, whether it's through social media, whether it's through the internet, who are radicalising young people. And I take your point, absolutely. We do not know who this was. But it's clearly a suicide bomber. And I don't go with this lone wolf thing. There's people who have sourced and primed the explosives. There's people who have sourced and worked up a timer power unit and a method of initiation. That will take more than one person to be able to do that. And yes, we need the police to go on and do their investigation. But there are people being radicalised in this country as we speak, through the internet, through social media, through meetings. And we need to have an intelligence service that can identify them, have everything possible to be able to root them out of our society. And that's what we need to do.
Do you think Northern Ireland is now one of the safest places in the UK to live?
I think nowhere safe. I think the most vulnerable place is the place that thinks it's the safest. You can go to any part of the world now, and terrorism will look, and if you are lax in your security, they will attack you. Northern Ireland has gone through an awful lot, and I'm not going to equate this to this, and I'm certainly not going to be doing any political point scoring off the back of this, but if we don't make sure that our security apparatus is fit for purpose, then it will come to us. It may even come south of the border. You know, we have to be vigilant at all times.